The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
All right, and we say good morning, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good morning, Tess. I'm sure like most of our listeners, we are all running around like crazed chickens getting ready for Yom Kippur here in Israel.
Thank you so much, Ro. All right, so let's get to some of these stories. Chrissy Hynde singing to cows.
I want to ask, though, you're running around like a chicken because you did kaparot.
Personally, I'm not fond of the swinging a chicken around my head.
Well, you don't swing it.
But if you've been to an Israeli supermarket this time of the year, oi.
Oi, okay. Sorry, I was interrupting. Chrissy Hynde.
No, what does that mean, oi? Do people do it in...
In the frozen food section, they're taking their chickens and swinging it around their heads.
You don't swing it. All right. Rolene Marks, can we please...
You try go to Kentucky Fried Chicken in Israel at the moment and see what happens. There are people with buckets. Family meals.
Buckets around their heads.
It's like Nando's on a bad day.
Oh, gosh.
Can we please talk about some serious news?
Of course.
All right, Chrissy Hynde, she's been singing to cows.
Well, this is quite phenomenal. As Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat came out last week, Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders took to the stage, and she walked under the massive Israeli flag, and she said, the best audience in the world. And proceeded to dedicate I'll Stand By You to the cows. She said, I dedicate the song to the cows. And you know, I can totally understand that, having tasted our dairy in this country, our cows do deserve a good dedication. And because she is such a famous animal rights activist, and I don't think she'll be doing kaparot anytime soon, she dedicated I'll Stand By You to the moon.
It's hard to swing a cow around your head for kaparot, let me tell you. I've tried.
All right, Rolene, apparently the clowns on the streets of Afula. What is that about? I mean, Afula's not a clown.
I had to see this. I was plucked on the spot. Because along with being terrified of spiders and not too fond of heights, I found clowns to be absolutely creepy. No offense to anybody out there who is a clown. But they totally wig me out. And based on the horror movie It, there is a group of clowns, and by clowns I mean people dressed up in with clown makeup, not our regular common garden variety Israeli clowns that we have on the roads and other interesting places, and terrifying the citizens of Afula. And the police are, well, you know, they're not doing anything criminal. We've had complaints, but they haven't done anything criminal, so we can't just arrest them.
Although, have you seen the movie It, which is on circuit at the moment?
That's why they're doing it.
Not a chance.
Because you're suffering, I believe it's called coulrophobia, the fear of clowns. Have you ever met a funny clown?
I just find them completely creepy.
No, they all look depressed.
I don't understand the concept. They murder you in your bed, and
okay, Howard.
On a misty morning like this morning,
there are kids in the car. We can't talk about clowns in the context of this.
Okay, sorry. I love clowns. I lied.
But could you imagine being in a Afula and having Pennywise running after you every 5 minutes?
No, and that's why you should stay as far away from these clowns.
Although, and a Afula, for that matter.
No, Afula's nice.
Absolutely.
Afula's nice.
Rolene agrees with me. Have you ever been to Afula, Rolene?
I've been to Afula.
Yeah, exactly. Like stay as far away from Afula as possible.
Is it like Bloemfontein? People go through it or come from it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the IDF saving injured Belgian shepherds. So they've dealt with the Mexicans. You know, they've helped a lot with the Mexicans, and now they're helping the Belgians.
Are these like German shepherds?
No, they're Belgian shepherds.
These are Belgian shepherd dogs. Not Belgian shepherds who go out and tend their sheep every day. This is the sweetest, sweetest story to come out of Rosh Hashanah last week. A group of Tzanchanim paratroopers who were on duty, who did not get leave to come home for the Chagim, found a severely injured Belgian shepherd dog. And they rescued it. They managed to track down a vet. They administered medical aid to the dog and found that the dog had a chip and were able to reunite doggy and owners in a very, very joyful reunion. And the owner couldn't have been more delighted, saying that, you know, the dog just got out of the house and must have lost its way back. The doggy comes from the town of Sderot, which we know has been more famous for enduring a lot of rocket attacks over the last decade or so. And the residents of Sderot say not only do they keep us safe from the rockets, but the RDF are there to help all our citizens return home safe and sound. And I'm very particular to that story, having had a Belgian shepherd. Kathy, you remember my doggy.
I remember your doggy's obsession with its teddy bear.
Yes, that was a Belgian shepherd. As opposed to a Belgian shepherd in the hills and in the valleys of Belgium tending its sheep.
Eating chocolate and making lace while the sheep graze. Yeah.
Exactly.
And solving Agatha Christie mysteries.
Rylene Marks, that's where we leave it today. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom. We wish you well over the fast. May it be an easy fast. May it be a meaningful fast. And Gemar Chatima Tova.
Gemar Chatima Tova, guys. I wish you a meaningful fast. And may we all be inscribed for abundant blessings.
Amen. Thank you very, very much, Rylene. God bless. Bye-bye.